Post match show from the Glenbrook, just down the road from Anfield, after Liverpool have due with Arsenal Warwick. To dissect all of that, we've got Sean O'Donnell, Damien Cavani, and Phil Blunderland. Phil, it feels different to last week for a lot of reasons. First of all, Arsenal, a much better team. I thought, especially at the start, they were excellent, and until we upset them, I thought they were very good. And secondly, we had the big chance to you once, and that's the frustrating thing as well, is that United, you're like, just give us one big chance. Today they are here. We're at the bar, and so in a lot of ways it just feels different to me.
Yeah, not all draws are bad, are they? Like, last week was a bad draw. This isn't necessarily a great draw or anything, but you feel all right with it. Like, I don't feel downhearted walking out. I've looked at them, I've looked at us, and I think it's just two very good football teams, and someone might have won, someone might have lost. We drew in the end, but you walk out at the end going, all right, these two teams will probably be involved at the thick end of the season. The disappointing thing is obviously that you get that chance. Like, they never had that chance, but we did. And we just don't take it. We did really well to work it. Salah does brilliantly the way he manages to hold on to it and hold on to it and wait for the runners, and then he moves it at the right time. And Trent just doesn't quite, just doesn't quite get it right, and it's really annoying. But yeah, we take it, we move on, we play Arsenal. I think we've only got four league games before we played them again.
Yeah, so, and we played them in the cup.
And we played them in the cup as well. So, you know, let's win those four league games, go down there, and we obviously will hopefully have Salah back in the African Nations. We might have an actual left back, even though the fella who's the centre back, who sometimes plays right back, who gave him a shift in at left back, I thought he was great today.
Brilliant.
I thought he was superb. I think Saka got absolutely nothing out of him, and I think it's a bit mad that people continue to put Saka's name in the same paragraph as Salah, because he's not on his level. He's a very good player, but you've seen today is Mohamed Salah is different class.